My people on fire.
Presents Gaelic Storm with special guest Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Roll Out the Barrel Tour, on Saturday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Barrymore. In the mid-1990s, Gaelic Storm kicked off its career as a pub band in Santa Monica, California. After two decades and more than 3,000 live shows, this chart-topping multinational Celtic band is on the road again with a sound that mixes traditional Irish music with modern influences. Openers, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, are a three-piece American country blues band from Brown County, Indiana. T presents Gaelic Storm with special guest Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Roll Out the Barrel Tour, Saturday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Barrymore Theater. Bringing you music from around the world, this is WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org.
Chew it up, take it out of your mouth, put it in your hand, smoosh it all together.
Ew.
Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum, bubble gum, bubble gum. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum makes your hand stick to your knees. And you pull them, and you pull them, and you pull them away. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum, bubble gum, bubble gum. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum makes your hand stick to your head. And you pull them, and you pull them, and you pull them away. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum, bubble gum, bubble gum. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum makes your hand stick to your belly. And you pull them, and you pull them, and you pull them away. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum, bubble gum, bubble gum. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum makes your hand stick to your mouth. And you pull them away. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum, bubble gum, bubble gum. Icky, sticky, 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 bubble gum makes your hand stick to your nose. And you pull them, and you pull them, and you pull them away.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not touch that dial. Yes, silly songs as part of the Pachyderm Parade. Coming to you live from the posh studios of WORT 89.9 FM Back Porch Radio in Madison, Wisconsin, hosted by none other than Miriam Atiyeh tonight.
Hello.
Hello. What's with the silly songs, Miriam? I know. Don't tell me.
I
have a feeling you have a whole bunch of them tonight. But I think while we're on the theme of
banana bread?
Sure. But no, I thought because we started with a wacky, sticky, icky bubblegum song.
Yeah.
We'll continue with another theme. This is one of my favorite songs. And call me crazy. No gum this time around. I was walking down the road. Which one is that? Do you remember?
Only had three legs.
No.
He was a wonky donkey. Wonky donkey. Wonky donkey.
Yeah.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Only had three legs and one eye.
What?
He was a winky wonky donkey. Winky wonky donkey. Winky wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. How? Only had three legs and one eye and he liked to listen to country music. Yeehaw! He was a honky tonky winky wonky donkey. Honky tonky winky wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. How? Only had three legs and one eye, liked this kind of music, and he was quite tall and slim.
Oh.
He was a lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. Lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. How? And only had three legs and one eye, liked this kind of music, he was quite tall and slim, and he smelled really, really bad. He was a stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. Stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey howling. It only had three legs and one eye. Like this kind of music, it was quite going slim. He smelled really bad, and that morning he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee.
Ooh.
He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. Cranky, stinky, dinky.
Mariam, what makes you cranky in the morning, other than the fact that some mornings you're awoken a little too early to get ready for school? When it's cold out and you need to keep your blanket on you for a few days, a few hours until you...
Little sister wake me up.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of night.
Yeah, I can see that being an issue. You become very cranky.
And then I am not able to sleep for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Which makes me cranky.
She means well, right? She sometimes just wakes up to, want some water maybe?
Sometimes she wakes up and just, she's like, Mayim, wake up.
It's time to wake up. I see the sunlight out there and it's barely cracking over the horizon. I know the feeling. Yes. And you just wish she would just go away.
Yeah.
But you know, she means well. And if you're the first person that she sees when she wakes up, you end up being the subject of her questioning things around the room. That was The Wonky Donkey by Craig Smith.
Banana bread, banana bread.
Ooh.
We can be banana bread.
Another goofy song.
We're not pretty, but we're not dead. We can be banana bread. You brought us home from the grocery. We look so snappy. Put us on the countertop over there. We were so happy. Then you forgot about us. Lunch after lunch. Now we are a fruit fly covered brown and bummed out bunch. But banana bread, we can be banana bread. We're not pretty, but we're not dead. We can be banana bread.
Is that true? Mariam, you're a baker.
I think so.
As long as the bananas are still peelable and they're not, you're not sweet, they're not dripping out of their skin, you can still use them in baking, right?
Uh-huh.
They add a delicious sweet flavor to many things.
It's almost too late, but you can still make us into something tasty to put on your plate. Banana bread, we can be banana bread. We're not pretty, but we're not dead. We can be banana bread. together for so long. We grew up on a banana tree and learned to sing this song. All the young bananas learned it in case they get forgotten. So people don't throw them out just because they look a little bit rotten. Banana bread, we can be banana bread. We're not pretty, but we're not dead. We can be banana bread, we can be banana bread. We can be banana bread, we can be banana bread.
Kitty one.
Why is my kitty so silly?
Yeah.
This one's called Why Is My Kitty So Silly? It's all about my little kitty cat at home. It's a true story. Why is my kitty so silly? She's just as cute as can be. Why is my kitty so silly? She puts a smile on me. Now here's some things that she does in real life. It's a true story. She likes to hide in my dresser. She likes to chase flies and bugs. She likes to lick my guitar case. She tries to see under the rug. She likes to get dust on her whiskers while roaming the basement floor. And she likes to lie when the sun's up high in front of my patio door. Why is my kitty so silly? She's just as cute as can be. Why are you kids so silly? You put a smile on me and your friends and your families. Why is my kitty so silly?
Why is my kitty so silly? That's a good question. Most kitties are kind of straightforward. The kittens can be very silly.
Yeah.
That's David Landau. We are enjoying the classic cuts or songs from starting with the very Icky Sticky Bubblegum by David Landau. David Landau is a local children's music writer, author, and performer.
Yeah, I can see
from
that.
From Madison, Wisconsin. He has entertained many old kids, including your older brothers, when they were in their 4K kindergarten when they were very tiny. I remember that. Maybe 10, 12 years ago, your older brother graduated from the, let's see, the UW Preschool Laboratory, and he, David Landau, came to the graduation. That's why I'm playing some songs by David Landau today, and Mariam also enjoys that. Tremendously. Or do you? Did you like that?
Yeah.
The song before that says, banana bread, give that banana a second chance at life. Don't throw it out just because it's getting a little discolored.
Rotten. And
not quite rotten. But it's filled up. You know, it's no longer enjoyable as a raw fruit. So you put it in banana bread. Banana bread was born out of that the interest, the need to do something with those ripening bananas that end up otherwise be tossed. So something to do with too ripe of a banana. Yeah. Jack Hartman was singing about the month of many months. This one is March.
Yeah.
Month of March is coming up next week. And you know what I like about March?
What?
What happens in March? You tell me. A celebration.
Ramadan?
Yes, that's a fasting month. But what else? Who else is birthday in March?
Sister.
Sister's birthday. Can we sing a song for her? Or wait
till?
We don't want to spoil
it. It is pretty early.
Okay, so we'll wait till later. I wonder if she's listening. Probably.
I mean,
silly songs for the month of the year is this one is let's see, David. Whoa, Jack Hartman.
Tell me what month comes after February?
It's the month of March.
Tell me what month is the third month of the year?
It's the month of March.
That's what I mean.
March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. We dance and sing and smile. And little leprechauns find their pot of gold at the end of the rainbow in the sky. Tell me what month comes after February?
It's the month of March.
Tell me what month is the third month of the year?
It's the month of March.
March, March, the month of March. There are 31 days. March, March, the month of March. Spring is on the way. Now let's spell March all together. M-A-R-C-H. 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 It's the third month of the year.
Now you know.
March, the month of March. There are 31 days. March, March, the month of March. Spring is on the way. Spring is on the way. March!
March, next month.
Yep.
Mark your calendars. Hey, the song about banana bread was triggered by today is National Banana Bread Day.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
How did you know?
Because of an invention called computer.
It's not bread. It's actually banana cake.
Really?
Some people around the world call it banana cake. Don't ask me why. Maybe because it looks like cake?
I mean, sometimes.
I think all the time.
But sometimes it looks like toast, but instead it has banana in it.
Well, it's one of my favorite things to eat, especially if there's something added to the, but not just a banana. So it's hard to discern the origin of the cake. But many many people have written about the history, the scientific history of the bread or the cake through the ages. But banana bread in particular is thought to have originated in the United States in the early 1900s. One theory says it was created by an enterprising housewives who were looking for ways to use up over-ripened bananas before they went bad. And that's why that song that we were playing earlier, what was it? Don't toss it, just put it in that bread, right?
Yeah.
So just like many other foods, banana bread has its own national day in the U.S. and it's celebrated on the 23rd of February each year. So mark your calendar every year about like today. So Pillsbury's balanced recipes cookbook of 1933 was the first time you could see that, and the recipe used mashed bananas as a foundation, flour, sugar, eggs, butter, and baking soda, and thick sour cream and salt. That's as simple as it gets. But over the years, guess what? The nuts got involved. Walnuts?
Yeah.
What else do you see in that?
There
are all kinds of variations, including a vegetarian and a vegan one. Huh? Oh. Did you know that there are over 400 varieties of bananas in the world?
But
they can all go into a delicious loaf of banana bread if they start going bad. And did you know that banana is a berry and is not a fruit? It is a berry. I know.
That is so cool.
And the row of bananas sitting there as a row of bananas look like a hand are called a hand. And a single banana is known as a finger. So if I ask you to hand me one banana, can I have a finger banana? And if four or five of them are sitting side by side, they're called a hand. Even three, I think, would be considered a hand with three fingers of banana. So that was some of the silly songs we were playing today as we celebrate food around the U.S. And speaking of silly song, we have a couple of more from David Landau from his album Kids and Kitties. Oh, we already played. We played the kitty.
What's the difference?
Kids and kitties?
Yeah.
Kids don't sit around licking themselves. Well, some kids might. But kittens or cats, you know, when they sit around grooming their own fur, it's for a good reason, to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tiny Tim, she put him in the bathtub to see if he could swim. He drank up all the water, he ate up all the soap. He tried to eat the bathtub, but it wouldn't go down his throat. Miss Lucy called the doctor, Miss Lucy called the nurse. Miss Lucy called the lady with the alligator purse. In came the doctor, in came the nurse. In came the lady with the alligator purse. Mumps, said the doctor. Measles, said the nurse. Nonsense, said the lady with the alligator purse. Penicillin, said the doctor. Castor oil, said the nurse. Pizza, said the lady with the alligator purse. Out went the doctor. Out went the nurse. Out went the lady with the alligator purse.
I think we know where she got her alligator purse.
Where?
From some alligator.
This song is called the sleep song. And you have to lay down and go to sleep. And then when you hear the alarm clock, you wake up and dance and dance and dance and dance. It goes like
we're
this.
We're playing. Okay.
Lullaby and pretending. Goodnight. Won't you sleep, boys and girls? Sleep all night long till the morning comes along. Okay, now remember about the alarm clock. When you hear that guy, it's dancing, dancing, super dancing. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Get up and get dressed, have some breakfast too. Comb your hair, brush your teeth off to school. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. All right, one more time.
One more time,
lullaby and good night. Won't you sleep, little spiders? Sleep all night.
No. Wait, something happened. What happened? Somebody said spiders? Who said spiders? I said you guys are spiders. You are not spiders. You are wonderful children. You are not spiders.
Sleep all night long in your spider web. And then,
wait a minute. You do not sleep in a spider web. You sleep in a bed, a warm, cozy bed. And then in the morning when you wake up, you can eat bugs for breakfast. Wait a minute. Did I say bugs for breakfast? We don't eat bugs for breakfast. We eat, what, cereal for breakfast?
Yeah.
What about pancakes for breakfast?
Yeah.
What about waffles?
Yeah.
What about toast?
Yeah.
What about cinnamon toast?
Yeah.
What about French toast?
Yeah.
And then in the morning when you wake up, you can have a good breakfast and then have a wonderful day. Okay, now remember about the alarm clock. When you hear that guy, it's dancing time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Get up and get dressed, have some breakfast too. Comb your hair, brush your teeth off to school. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
All right, one more time. One more time, last one. One more time, lullaby
and good night. Won't you sleep, little hamburgers? Sleep off.
Wait a minute, you are not hamburgers. You are wonderful children. You are not hamburgers.
Sleep all night long on a hamburger bun. And then
not exactly a lullaby song.
You sleep in a bed, a warm, cozy bed. And then in the morning when you wake up, you can have a good breakfast and then have a wonderful day.
What's your favorite breakfast?
Okay, now remember about the alarm clock. When you hear that guy,
pancakes.
It's dancing time.
Tomorrow, well,
three,
yeah.
Two,
you have that a lot.
One.
What's your favorite kind of pancake? I know what your sister likes.
Chocolate stuffed.
Yeah, and your brothers don't care what it is, they like it all. Fruits, vegetables, chocolate, nuts, whatever you can put on their pancakes. They will scarf them up. How about you? What's your favorite flavor? Or did you say that was your favorite flavor? Your sister's favorite flavor, the chocolate.
Mine.
It is delicious.
And also blueberries.
Blueberries are delicious in pancakes. David Landau is being silly. Our themes for today have been silly, banana bread, silly songs, banana bread, and now we started on something like a lullaby, a song that gets you ready for bed. Good morning to you. We're going to do another one that is called Tomorrow. And this is really, what if I told you I could lose you? If I waited tomorrow, may be too late.
Now comes the bad news, a train.
Yep. Let's see if I can finagle this one. Song called Tomorrow by Rosie Thomas. This is really a lullaby, so if you're getting ready for a bedtime, kind of early, but you know, some of you might be.
What if I told you I could love Tomorrow may be too late. Birds fly above you. Love is around you. I would like to be too. Forever.
You didn't fall asleep with this lullaby song, Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. We thank you for being a part of the Pecram Parade. And until next week, or next time we see you on the airwaves, Mariam says...
Bo-boy.
Bo-boy is plenty, plenty good. Until next time, bo-bye. Stay tuned for the best of gospel.
Ready to do something proactive to help your neighbors that have had to flee their homes due to conflict or climate change? Register today for the Returned Peace Corps Volunteers of Wisconsin's Freeze for Food 5K or 10K walk or run happening on Saturday, March 1st at noon at the Vilas Park Shelter. Freeze for Food raises funds to support Open Doors for Refugees, a nonprofit dedicated to helping our Madison refugee neighbors. Participants of all ages and abilities can run or walk along beautiful Lake Wingra. proceeds from the Freeze for Food will be used for food security and relief efforts for Madison refugees. Registration and race information can be found at rpcvmadison.org by clicking on the Freeze for Food link. That's the 44th annual Freeze for Food race on Saturday, March 1st. You are listening to WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org.
WORT, I'm also a big gearhead who doesn't drive. Never got around to the driving part, but looking at cars, riding in cars, and listening to cars, that's like listening to music. You know, when you hear that purr or roar, that you're onto something. You're definitely onto something when you check out WORT's car donation program. If you have a car or motorcycle you don't use, give us a call at 833-WORT-CAR. That's 833-WORT-CAR.